Well, good morning and welcome to the drive, pulling out my driveway. 49 degrees on Monday morning. Just got back from Israel. It was just an awesome, amazing, mind-blowing time. I'll probably dedicate some of these episodes to talking about Israel and the locations, their significance, and really how my mind was just opened to the land which most of the Bible was written in. I mean, which most of the events happened. It was amazing, you guys. It was amazing. So those episodes will be coming at some point. But today, I was thinking about this morning, was on my heart, was procrastination. And this is something that I believe even the perfectionist does. We procrastinate. We put things off. And here's what I was thinking about, really, specifically. I was thinking about the fact that a lot of the times we justify our procrastination because they're little things that we're putting off, right? We put off what we consider little things. But see, when we procrastinate and put off little things, those little things start adding together, and it may be those little things that pull you down. It may be leaving out those little things that can mess you up or trip you up. And so really, procrastination actually can be a plague to our spiritual life. That is why we need to fight against procrastination. And I'm not saying put all this undue pressure on yourself to get everything done right now, right? That's the other opposite extreme end of the spectrum, right? There's procrastination, waiting too long, putting things off that you shouldn't. And there's the other extreme, which is like trying to do everything right now and getting burnt out. Right? There's a balance between those two. There's such a balance. And we need to really realize and evaluate what our priorities actually are. What needs to come ahead of another? You know, it's kind of like when I was in school of ministry in Costa Mesa, Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa. It wasn't solely just about the work that we were doing, studying Hebrew and Greek and hermeneutics and exegesis and preaching labs and all this stuff. It wasn't necessarily about the actual work. That wasn't the point of the school of ministry. I believe one of the main points with the school of ministry is to help us prioritize, because their whole goal was to make the students so overwhelmed and give us so much work that it was impossible to do. So therefore, we had to figure out what to put on the top of the list, what to put on the middle of the list, and what to put on the bottom of the list. So in essence, we were trying to balance our time. We were trying to figure out, well, what's the most important here for the teacher, for me, or for that the Lord would want me to do? What's on the top, what's on the middle, what's on the bottom? And really that helped us to evaluate what was important and what wasn't. Because there are certain things that we see as priority that really God says, no, that's not priority. That needs to go at the bottom of the list. You need to do these first three things before you do anything. For instance, you need to have your devotion time with me instead of doing all these other little menial tasks that will be hard to get through if you don't first do your devotional time with me. But all this to say, really, we need to oftentimes evaluate our own hearts, where we're at, and what we need to see and deem as important, and those things that we need to let go. So a lot of it has to do, I think a lot of it has to do with prioritizing and really finding out what's important and what's not, what can wait at what needs to happen now. But procrastination, it really can be a plague for our spiritual lives and can pull us down. Because if we're procrastinating on those spiritual things that God wants us to grow in, that God wants us to focus on, that God wants us to do, if we're procrastinating in our calling even, then that's something we need to reprioritize. That's something, our calling from God shouldn't be at the bottom of the list. We shouldn't have to search for it. It should be at the forefront. It should be one of the top on our list. Because to really, to fulfill God's will, to follow Him, I mean, that's number one. That's number one. Over anything, over everything, over our spouse, over our kids, over our job. Because when we put God first, then we will understand how to lead and function in life with everything else, with all the other stewardships and responsibilities that God has given us. So really, how do we put procrastination to death? Well, I think first we need to prioritize, like we talked about. We need to prioritize to find out what's important, what's not. And next, we need to enact tasks in increments. Enact tasks in increments. We cannot do it all at once right now. We cannot do everything on our list right now, right? There needs to be a discipline, yeah, but there needs to even be a grace towards ourselves, like, okay, Lord, I'm going to do this 2 days from now because there's so much I have to do at work. I need to spend more time with my family. I need to read your word more. So these certain things are going to happen a couple days from now. But here's where the success of it all comes in. 2 days from now, you actually look at that thing. Look at that note on your phone or that sticky note at work or on your fridge. And you go, okay, today's the day I'm going to do this. And you do it. It may only take 5 minutes. See, what happens is we have all those little things we need to do, and pretty soon a couple weeks go by and it's just that sticky note turned into 3 sticky notes, right? That list on your phone turned into like 10 different things that you keep putting off. And so procrastination needs to be put to death by us having discipline and prioritizing our time. And I think that's important. I think that totally relates to the spiritual aspects of life. Like, think about Paul, the apostle, right? His calling was to preach the gospel, to be a missionary, basically, to be a church planner, to travel around, going on those 3 missionary journeys, a journey to Rome a couple times, and that's what he was doing. But even within that, he needed to pray and seek the Lord in order to prioritize the events that needed to take place. He didn't just, even though it seems like sometimes you look at Paul and he's just, I'm just going for it no matter what, but he was following the Lord. He was praying. He was seeking God for the doors that were open, the doors that were closed. He was seeking God for all of that. And so God made it clear to Paul what he needed to do, where he needed to go, who even he needed to minister to, who he was in Christ. You know, And sometimes we can be stubborn. Like, Paul wanted to minister to the Jews. Those were who he thought were going to be his mission field. But God kept saying, no, the Gentiles, 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 Gentiles. Peter's going to minister to the Jews. You minister to the Gentiles. And to Paul, it didn't make sense. He tried to put it off. He tried to ignore it. He tried to suppress it. But ultimately, guess what? He ministered to the Gentiles. Because that is what God had called him to do. And so once he realized that and enacted that, and then that's when the blessing started flowing, when he actually listened to God for what tasks to do, what way to go, who he needed to talk to and interact with. And so procrastination happens, I believe, when we're not seeking the Lord diligently for what he would have us to do, because he'll give us what he wants us to do in order. Sometimes he'll tell us to wait on some things that we don't want to wait on. We go, no, that should be on the at least top 5 on my list, on my fridge, you know. But he's like, no, that actually shouldn't be your bottom 5. Here's the top 5. You see what I'm saying? And so I think it's kind of a procrastination is really has a whole spectrum of caveats to it. But the fact is, we just need to seek the Lord to find out what he would have us to do and in what order he would have us to do it. And oftentimes we need to analyze and sort of do some self-introspection to find out what we're making important that God doesn't see as important. Or what we're making is less important where God says, no, that's a priority. So really, guys, it has to do with seeking the Lord first and foremost before you do anything. Before you make your list, before you make your plans, before you pen down what you think you need to do in order, seek the Lord for it. And he'll give you the direction. He'll give you the guidance. He'll give you the 1, 2, 3, 4 of it. You know, he'll give you what you need to do. And then you won't have to worry about procrastination because you're actually just implementing those eternal things that God wants you to do. And that translates into the earthly things too, because we're here on this earth, right? Doing tasks, having jobs, having families, right? We're in the world, we're not of the world, but we need to seek God for what He would have us to do while we are on this earth. That is how, in summation, we put to death procrastination. Well, God bless you guys, and I hope you have an amazing day. Talk to you next time.